We're now joined by head coach Caitlin Ulf of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. Let's get to the information here. We've got about three pages we're working. I have a page that gives me the schedule. I have another that shows me the conference tournament results from last weekend. And then we'll take a peek at the districts next week for the young Gilman City Hawks. Kind of what we talked about all season long, coach, but it's kind of more about, you know, building from within this year more so than just the wins and losses. You want to see the girls make progress every game. Do you kind of feel like you're seeing that at this point, or has it been made difficult by the lack of practice?
I've been seeing a lot of progress with these girls the past couple months, but yeah, the weather has been affecting our practice time, especially with the young team. We need that kind of time, but I think we've seen a lot, and that's going to help us next year.
Yeah, I've talked with coaches all the time for the last week about, you know, obviously if you're able to play a game, you're able to get in some shape, and it does help. But, you know, just being able to practice and getting the girls on the line and just plain old running, that helps too. How much did playing on Friday and Saturday, coach, just helping the girls get back into the rim, how much did that help your team?
I think it helped us a lot, try to get us back into shape. You know, I think that was a lot of our problem in the seventh-place game was we were awfully tired, and I think that affected the way we played. But getting them up and down the floor is the best thing you can do with a young team.
Yeah, absolutely. How did they play against Tri-County on Friday night?
I think that's the best I've seen them play against Tri-County. I mean, they're moving the ball. They're breaking the press well. We were hitting shots that we haven't been hitting in the regular season. So I think they played pretty good that night.
And you just mentioned this, and I will we'll just go through these specifics because you played, Friday about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And then you came back Saturday, and you had the first game of the day. So it was a quick turnaround. You had to get on the bus. You had to go back. You're not, the legs aren't real strong because there hadn't been a lot of practice time. So as you mentioned, and I'm sure it was pretty obvious, the girls were pretty winded by the end of that Saturday game.
Yeah, I don't have much of a bench, so it's not like I could throw them in and out. So, they were struggling, and, we still have the flu going around, so a lot of the girls were getting sick again and were pretty weak.
You're getting double whammied then.
Yes, we were.
Newtown Harris got you up 41-35 on Saturday, coach. Positively, what did you take out of the game from your girls?
Usually we hit shots pretty well last the other night, but we weren't very accurate. We were making more turnovers and mistakes that we usually wouldn't make. And, again, I think that was with our nerves and how tired we were and not being in the gym very much.
No school today at Gilman, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So there's no practice at Gilman if there's no school. Best case scenario, practice. Well, I guess you don't have practice tomorrow and Thursday because you have games. So you're going to have to use games to get into shape, so to speak, right?
Yep, and I think these are the last two games we have before districts.
You are correct on that. So let's talk about the games. Mercer's, they're not what Mercer was when you were in school or when you were at NCMC, but, they're back as being a powerhouse in the area this year. They're certainly a very legit, strong team that has a capability, I think, of making a run to Springfield. What impresses you about this Mercer team that you play tomorrow night when you see them on film, coach?
They're big and they're tall, and they can shoot the ball very well. They move the ball quickly. And, our goal for that night is just to try to slow them down any way possible and try to handle the pressure that they'll give us.
In what ways are you seeing your young team? Because as we mentioned, you're playing all sophomores and freshmen. In what ways are you seeing them build confidence in themselves?
When we have good games, we always have to praise them and tell them, hey, that was a good game, nice shot. And we're just trying to get them to appreciate each other and cheer on each other when they do something good, and that always helps with their confidence.
What do you know about Albany for the game on Thursday night?
From what I can tell, they're a pretty solid team as well. They played some pretty big schools. They played Stanbury. They played them a pretty good, tough game. So I think they're a pretty strong team. We're just going to have to try to contain them and minimize their scoring as much as we can.
You play some tough people down the stretch. Mercer, they're a 2-seed. You got Worth County and districts next week in the 8-seed against 1-seed game. As you said, Albany's, they're not a bad team. They played tough competition, and they've won their fair share of games this year. Over these next three games, coach, what would you consider to be a successful run or just steps in the right direction for your girls? What would you like to see from the Lady Hawks?
I would just like to see, minimize turnovers. putting up as much shots as we can, under control shots, moving the ball up and down the floor, playing tough defense, you know, all the basic things we need to play basketball and try to get them in the best shape we can.
Yeah, and that's going to be hard because you got two games next 2 days, as we said, nothing tonight, and then we got snow coming in Friday.
Yep.
More snow. I can't believe it. It's just, well, what a February it's been. Let's go through these specifics with districts next week. Districts are at North Harrison, up at Eagleville. Gilman City has the 8th seed. They're going to play number one seed Worth County. Pretty good Worth County team, obviously. That will be on Tuesday of next week, 1 week from today at 4:30. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Hopefully you can get the flu through your team and get some practices in. Good luck here with the games coming up over the next week.
Thank you.